able to explain it to myself. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, y'all so smart. Y'all knew that. Y'all knew that. Amen. So I said, Lord, help me to intercede. It's going to take some intercessions for people now. You ain't going to get down and say, bless so-and-so, and that's it. You're going to have to pray until you hurt. You're going to have to pray until you pray. That's how we're going to get things done now. Because the enemy is not going to let our loved ones go. Praise the Lord. Y'all know you've had this. You didn't know what it was. That was intercessory prayer. When you get down, I remember one of my son-in-laws. Praise the Lord. I didn't know, you know, that he was a drunkard, but he was. And I was down praying for him. And I was just so down in my spirit. I was on the floor and I grabbed the bedstead, you know, at the bottom of the bed. And I began to groan and to moan. And hallelujah. And God delivered that boy. Amen. He delivered because, y'all ain't understand. Amen. I ain't preaching yet. This is my preamble. We ain't let this brother sing. You going to sing. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost move, though. Because this is what I'm feeling. I said, this is what I'm feeling. I said, this is what I'm feeling. So you got to have the Holy Ghost, because he's the one that knows. He knows how your brother feels. He knows how he feels. He knows. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't stop until you get all this he got up there for you. Because when you get it all, you can help. You can help in the kingdom. God, Jesus left us here. Am I doing all right, brother? He left us here. Amen. Amen. So he get you wake up. I have my daughter. Where my daughter at? That's right. She said she's going to be here. It'll be 11 o'clock with you. There my sweetheart is. Come on here, child. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you wake up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, you just think, well, I woke up. Usually black old people like us can't sleep over about 5 hours, and we up. You know, we wake up in intervals. Praise the Lord. But you know, when you wake up, why don't you try him sometime and just get on up and see whether he got somebody you want to pray for. Look at the world. It's in a mess. You might be an intercessor. So the church is getting ready to grow. Say, I'm getting ready to grow. We're going into the prayer of intercession. We're going to learn how to intercede for people. He said, amen. You know, whatever it is, amen. And some people are older. We've had experiences where we really interceded. You know what I'm saying? We've had intercessory prayer. But that's what the church needs. We need intercessory prayer. We do. We need prayers that's going to change. It's going to move you. One thing, and I'm going to let Brother Al do the rest of the service. I read it was a testimony about this missionary. The Lord got him up. But you know, you have to understand. I look at us, I say, Lord, we just have to understand. You got to understand the move of the Spirit and the steps you go. Okay, we can ready to go to another step. Intercessory prayer. But listen, he said the Lord got him up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he began to pray. And all of a sudden, he went into a moan and a groan. He went into this real deep prayer. And he began to call this name. And he kept calling this name, and he was just really interceding. And he was hurt. And he was really interceding for this place, you know. And so when the Lord lifted it, what we don't understand, we're workers together with Christ. I ain't going to get too deep for them young folks, because they're looking at me. But we're workers together with Christ. And after he got up, the Lord lifted it. He was, the next day or the next morning when he went to church, he found that this name that he was calling was a village where the saints were being massacred. And he was interceding. He was feeling what Jesus was feeling. The fellowship with Jesus. Who want to go there? That's exciting. That's exciting. That's exciting. I remember reading about a brother, he interceded so his heart moved out of place. He was groaning in prayer so that his heart moved over. He said, I don't want to do that. Well, you just stay on in your place. You don't want to go another step, you stay. I'm sure you know you're going to make it to heaven. Don't be mad though, because you don't get no mansion. You be living on a skinny white cloud with a rusty halo. Amen. I believe that God is calling now for intercessory prayer. And young people can really learn. Young folk can learn. But you got to have the Holy Ghost. He is the interceder. He knows everything. I say he knows everything. We're going to strive beginning Friday to begin teachings on prayer. Now, I don't know everything, children of God. I've had experiences, but I don't know everything, okay? But I'm going to teach you what I know. And that sometimes I've done things, didn't know I was doing it. You know what I'm saying? I've had experiences. I said, oh, that's what that was? Oh. Because I didn't know that's what that was. But I know it got it done. That's all I know. I know it got it done. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Brother, I'll take the offering. And
brother, he's going to sing. Y'all want to sing?
No, I'm saying.
No, he's going to take the offering. He's going to sing.
Let's prepare our tithes and offering this morning. And let us bless the Lord when Jesus saved me. The very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burden. Lord, he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it. It's real and I'm gonna shout it. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. I don't care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot feel, the heavy burdens lifted and the vile sins go. Well, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me. The very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burden. Lord, he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it. It's real and I'm gonna shout it. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know that Jesus saved me. The very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burden. Lord, he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it. It's real and I'm gonna shout it. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Don't you think I ought to know?
The Holy Spirit, and we thank the Lord. He's just a wonderful God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's so good. Woo, I was there when it happened. I guess I ought to know. I want him to sing that other song about 4 days late, too. Or 4 days, yeah, or something. He sung. Praise the Lord. Well, this message came to me at 10 o'clock this morning back there. And I said, Lord, I hate to do this, but go ahead. I'm learning that whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do, I want to obey Him. I want to obey Him. So I've listened to everything to make sure that I haven't missed God. I'm kind of out of that a little bit, though. I'm growing where I don't think, I miss God. I miss God. No, praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? He said, my sheep know my voice. Stranger, they won't follow. Praise the Lord. So I want you to turn to Romans for me this morning. Turn to Romans, the 13th chapter of Romans, beginning at the 8th verse. The subject is love. I'm not going to preach from Corinthians. I'm going to go here. And we'll see what the Lord do. He didn't take me to Corinthians this morning. He took me here. He said, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Now, everybody want to do right, and everybody's, going back and doing this and that, and they trying to find out where we missing and this and that. But the Lord just told me, he said, you're missing right here. Love. Ain't nobody saying nothing. For God so loved the world. We know that scripture, don't we? That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him wouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. So we're missing when we're not loving one another. I'm not saying y'all don't love one another. I'm not saying that. I'm just going to preach. And then we can do whatever we want with it. If you are saved today, love and mercy saved you. It wasn't because you were so this or that. You wasn't tall enough, fat enough, skinny enough. You are saved today because of the love and mercy of God. And love being first. That is a word that's really conscrewed and messed up and turned around, and people don't know what it means. But you know, the Lord told us too, say, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me. These scriptures mean something to me now. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I heard sister say last week, as we go on in the Lord, the things you want to accomplish, practice it. It may not be part of you. You know what I'm saying? You might have a terrible temper or a terrible, you may be a liar. You know how people embellish stuff. They can't tell things right. Come on now. That's something from saying, God will help you with that. It was a brother that he said, Brother Prince. You remember Brother Prince? He used to come on the air. And he said he would embellish stuff. Embellish name, putting a little bit extra on it. You know, he would have a meeting. He'd have, say, 100 people there. He said, oh, it's about 300 or 400 people there. Now, that don't sound too bad. But that's a lie if it ain't true. And God say, no liar. Now, see, what it is, we look at God's word, you know, just kind of casually. You know what I'm saying? Just casually, you know. No, if he say don't lie, he mean don't lie. That's what he mean. All liars, he said. But there are people that you can't believe nothing they say. Because they're going to add something, tax something, take something away. Amen. And they don't know what they're doing. Amen. Well, they made a mistake. Well, the Lord said, let your words be yea and nay. I'm finding that out. More of that, you're going to get in trouble. So I got to work on that. I got to work on that. Because if you talk too much, you're going to really say something you ain't got to be saying, or you're going to do something. So we got to work on it. Now, you say, that's part of my nature. Well, it's time to work on nature. It's time to tell nature, you got to get down. Because nature ain't nothing but flesh. You got to tell nature they got to get down. I mean, look, you got to die. And he goes, so you may not die overnight, but you got to die. And I heard the Lord say, arise out of your graves. I said, Lord, what did he say? Because we're asleep. He said, people are asleep now. He said, the church think they woke, but they sleep. So I don't know if I'm preach 5 or 6 messages with this. I don't know. I don't want to. I want to stay in context. For this thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal, bear false witness, covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now he said that you ain't going to get most saints to do any of this. And so they think if they keeping that, they got it going. And they can't stand the neighbor next door. They too loud. They playing their music. We got a guy down there in our neighborhood. But he, every summer, he get his guitar out, and he turn on his amplifier. And I live in a nice neighborhood. He turned his amplifier on. I say, that dude really think he can sing. And he sings. Amen. But you know how y'all get, you know, I don't like this neighbor. I don't like this. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. The little things. Come on, children of God. It's the little things, the little foxes that's eating up the vines. He said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Now, if you want to do right and you want to go back, then I do. I've been really kind of going back, and I'm trying to see what God really wants us to do, where we missed and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I get off into my church, and bless their heart, they went back. They wanted to, you know, you want to serve the Lord. You see, we know what God can do. But we say, well, Lord, why ain't you doing this? And so if he ain't doing it, we try to add something to do something. Well, we go back in here and we'll keep this. Oh, yeah, maybe we ought to keep that. And you keep this and that, but it still ain't nothing happening. You may draw people in, but ain't nothing happening. God is still not, people not understanding what God is. The resurrection of power of Jesus Christ still ain't going on. We still don't see what we used to see. We still don't. So something wrong, ain't it? And so I told God, I said, Lord, help. He said, love. That is the fulfilling of the law. Amen. So last week I said, Lord, there are old people that all you got to do is just go say hello to them. You know, that's all you have to do. So I went to see an old lady that lives. She's 80-something years old. Got full of ticks, too. I've been picking ticks. Ooh, God, have mercy, Jesus. I went out in her garden. She got a big yard. So I went to see her. And that woman was just like I had been gone for, you know what I'm saying? People want to know that you love. You got old people in your neighborhood, children. You got people that are sick. You got, and I said, Lord, send me to somebody that I just need to say hello to. You know, it ain't always up, you know what I'm saying? That next door neighbor, when you really started praying and asking God, I said, Lord, send me somewhere to somebody that just need, just to say hello. Hallelujah. I go to see occasionally to Sister Christopher. You know, and a lot of times me and Ruth sit down and I forgot her name and I was so ashamed. She's not a Christopher. No, Alice. Alice was home. Alice. And Ruth drives a bus. And so she hadn't come. So I was sitting down talking to Alice. They're such a sweet people. And I was sitting down talking to them. You know, they don't know me. I don't know them. But they give me a cup of tea or something, or give me a glass of tea. And we talk. And then sometimes just to have somebody to talk to. You ain't talking about, because I don't go there, go, I don't like that. But she should just be saying a little, you know, how life is going. And I enjoy her company, and I think she did me because she kept talking. So she enjoyed me visiting. And by the time she got through talking, then Ruth came in. Then I had to sit there and talk to Ruth a little while. But I enjoy it. And so one week, someone was sitting on my porch. And I looked, and it was a pot of daisies, purple and white daisies, and it had on there from the Christophers, from Alice and Ruth. Amen. You know, people just want you to, and you should want to. Jesus said, when I was sick, you visited me. I said, Lord, I don't want you sick and I don't visit you. I know y'all go to the nursing home, that's great, but I want to, you know, in my heart, I got a neighborhood I live in. Now, y'all may not think about this, but that's, to me, that's my Jerusalem. I'm living there. God has saved my soul. I'm not saying nobody else in there ain't saved, but I've gone and knocked on people's doors. You got to do it, children of God. There are people waiting on you just to say Jesus loves you. I talked to a young man who was sitting in Walmart. He was getting ready to go to get something, and so I said, no, Lord, I got to go to him. I wanted to. I said, son, Jesus loves you. He said, I hope so. His face, you know, he was sitting there looking like this. And when I told him Jesus loved him, his whole face changed. I said, you hope so. Then I had a chance to minister to him. But he said, he looked at me. I said, God bless you. So God went there to get something for the saints this other week. Praise God. We got to know that God has a work for us. There are people that, you know, you look. Did you see that on there on the news? Well, this man over in Canada was killing people and all this kind of stuff. And dressing like a woman, and the man was the head something of the army. He had rode the queen around. Nobody knew what the man was doing. He had two lives. People are sick. He was a highly decorated admiral. You see that? Nobody seen it. It's sad. You don't know who out there, who you can save, who you can turn. You don't know, but it's going to come through you praying. Because the Holy Ghost knows everything. You say, well, I do pray. No, yeah, we do pray. But praying in the Holy Ghost, because he the one that knows where your next door neighbor needs you to come. Right. Hallelujah. And then there's something in our land, hallelujah, it's called work. Equals tired. Yeah. Amen. And I said, this ain't nothing but the devil. When you working so you tired all the time, then of course I guess we don't eat right, but you know, let's not go that way. We don't want to talk about that because I had a whole sermon on that. But we just so busy. We too busy. I said, we too busy. Well, I got to live, Sister Davis. I have to work. Yeah, I understand that. God knows you do too. Me and Daddy was talking about, I said, Daddy, I don't know how we're going to do it, but the young people got to be taught that all this stuff they're working for ain't necessarily so. You ain't got to have every new technology if you can't afford it. You don't have to have it. Well, how do we do without it? Good Lord. So there are things that people have that they pay money for that they don't have to have. It's not wrote down that you got to have it. But you're an American citizen. You think that everything they make, you got to have one. And that's why you stay broke. Now, here's these people that understand about money. You want some of theirs. Want us to take an offering, you get and give some. When you had it, oh God, I just got to say it, I got to say it, I got to say it. You have it. Children of God, you can't have everything. Young people, when you get married, you can't have everything. It took me and my daddy 57 years to get what we got. So I can go to lunch, maybe you can't. I can go to lunch, brother, and still, you know what I'm saying, I'm still okay. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. Yeah, but you can't go to lunch because you ain't got the money. Because your bill is coming up. Am I doing okay? Your bill coming up. Children of God, I love you. And everything that's done without love won't work. It will make rebellion. Did you know things spoken without love is rebellion? But I hope you feel the love. I want you to know, praise God, that you can't. Hallelujah. I heard something about some young people here that I was so proud of them. They said they was making pickles and doing this and that. You know, old time stuff. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we ain't got to do it, but you do. You do. You got to cut back and save. Ain't that right? When Daddy was going to buy that land up there, we ate hot dogs, pork and beans and hot dogs every Saturday. I'm talking about every Saturday. We should not even like a hot dog and a pork and beans. But sometimes Daddy go buy some good hot dog, he still like hot dogs and pork and beans. And sometimes I'd make a salad to go with the hot dogs and pork and beans. Praise, ain't nobody knowing what you eating. Ain't nobody got to know, but I tell you one thing, God blessed us. I say God blessed us because you got to do. Come on now, you got to. Children of God, you can't do what your daddy do. Your daddy been saved, and I mean, been married for 20, 30 years. Praise the Lord. He got a little money, maybe, but you ain't got nothing. And so you're trying to keep up with them, and now you can't pay your bills. How I get on this street, Lord? Can't pay your bills. Then you want my money. That ain't right. That ain't right, Cynthia. You done spent yours. Going where you don't need to go, buying what you don't need to buy. Got so many shoes and this. Girl, I got to have some for that. Girl, this is green. I got to have some for that. You run to the store. Here you come. Every one of us is a shame and a disgrace. I've been praying and asking God to forgive me. We got so many shoes. Daddy, you don't hear this now. We got so many dresses. We cannot even close our closets. And you go get a big bag and give that away and look like it multiplies. But I just gave away a big bag of clothes. You understand what I'm saying? You don't need all of this stuff. You don't need it. And everything you bought got a price tag on it. Well, God knows. Yeah, he know you broke. He said, oh, Lord. But you spent your rent at McDonald's. In these other places you go. You spent your rent. Yeah, but that was just $10. Yeah, but 10 plus 10 plus 10 is 30. Amen. You know, one time I was going to the restaurant so much, I said, Lord, I'm going to give you all the money, you know, that I spend this month, send it to the missions, all the money. I said, I'm going to be fair. If I go to such and such a place, I'm going to put that aside. If I want to go, you know, I'm going to put it aside. I did it for a month. I was out of $50-some. That's how much I ate out. Because when our kids left, you know, God blessed us, you know. We didn't have to, you know. We didn't know what a restaurant was, me and Dad, honestly. Dad did not go to restaurants. We just didn't know what a restaurant was when we was raising our children. Look at she laughing. We didn't know what it was. He might have stopped by, you know, McDonald's to get something when he was working. You don't have to, you can take this, I don't care who don't like it, but it's the truth, children of God. Some kind of way we got to get back. I said, we got to get back. Cause it makes me angry when I don't see you go buy this and that and the other and want my money. Hello? You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you like it is. I don't mind helping you if you helping yourself. But they don't know how to help themselves. They ain't been taught how to help themselves. Amen. Hello? Hello? We'll be talking on love, Jesus. Love working no ill toward his neighbor, number 10. And that knowing the time, I'm skipping level 11, that now it's time to wake out of sleep. It's time for us all from the pulpit to get up. Everybody to get up. Wake up. Like sister, I've said this, he said it. You can have as much of God as you desire. Nobody can keep you from having Jesus. Nobody. The night is far spent, he said, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness and put on the armor of light. There's no need of us keep coming to church, coming to prayer, wasting our time, spending our gas. It costs a lot of gas money now to come. You know, and you sit and you hear and don't do. He said, be doers of the word. Well, I don't feel like it. You know, you're not going to feel like it. You know, your flesh ain't gonna ever sit down and say, uncle. Y'all know how we used to, when you say uncle, give up. Your flesh ain't going to never do that. Now, we ain't there yet for our flesh to die. No. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I want you to know, praise the Lord, that God is calling for us to come up. We want to come up. We have to come up by keeping the word. By loving one another, loving our neighbors, loving people, and asking God, you know, and finding out what he wants. You know, he wants to see people saved. He wants to see souls saved. And so we should have that desire in our hearts. Amen. Well, I'm not a soul winner. No such a thing. I'm not a soul winner. Yes, you are. If you're a Christian, you're a soul winner. I'm shy. I'm this, I'm that. That's what you got him for. Now, you may not be like a brother, what his name was, that was a great soul winner in our generation, Bill Bright. You may not be a Bill Bright, but you can be a Sally Sue. That person that you shopping with, you ever look and see, ask God, say, Lord, I wonder do they need anything? Wonder how they do it. I remember an old lady was in the store, we were shopping, saying, poor little thing. She went to her banana, the bananas. She picked them up 20 times. She picked them up, she put it down. Then she looked at it like this and she walked away. Then she went back and she picked it up and put it down. And she just touched my heart, Dad. She touched my heart. When I went back around the corner and come back around, she was still looking at fruit. She wanted to buy some fruit. I guess she's looking in the pocketbook. I ain't got enough money to buy no fruit. You know, these people get very little money, Social Security checks. So I did what the Holy Ghost told me to do. And she said, oh, tears just, I tell you, that's worth anything. When you see the appreciation of people, when God look in their heart and see what they need and you meet it. You want to have some fun? Follow the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you get up and go to the store and say, Lord, can I minister to anyone in that store? Let me. Don't let me pass it up. And you keep on looking and keep on, you'll meet somebody. That's how I met CJ. You'll meet somebody. You will meet somebody that you need to talk to. You are serving the greatest God in the universe. He's wonderful. Like she said, she kept picking that thing. It finally came off. Amen. It finally came off. God is just good. He wish above all things we'd be in health and prosper. We're kind of concerned about what we eat because we know a lot of this eating is keeping us sick. But, you know, it's hard to give up a lot of things because, you go to the store and just about everything there is poison. So that's why he said to pray over it. That's why he said to pray over it. I had to teach again this morning. I had to obey the Lord. I had studied something really all the week. I was ready to, woo, Jesus. And then when I came to church and I was in prayer and the Lord said, do this. I hope this has helped you. I hope. Especially young people. I just hope it's helped you. Praise God. There's nothing wrong with you saving. Have you some money, try to save you something. You know, don't spend everything. Some people say, well, if I can't save $5, yeah, save $5, that's all you got to save. And when God see you, he will make up for what you're lacking. Amen? But if you don't ever try to do nothing, why should he do? If he do it, it's in his mercy. Especially now you done heard it. Oh, you got to have it now. You heard it now. You got to see, oh, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go anyway. And, you know, I work all the week. I deserve it. You know y'all say that. Yeah, but it's about $30. I don't care. I mean, you know, hey, $30 is $30. I deserve this. But that's half of your rent. A quarter of your rent. Maybe a fourth of your rent. You understand what I'm saying? You got to do what you have to do. I tell you, she's smiling because she can tell you what to do. Some of these old people, they can tell you what to do. I'm telling you, it was a time when people didn't throw away nothing. Not even a potato skin. I remember we used to peel potatoes, and they'd get after us if we peeled too much potato off of that thing. You better scrape that book because you peel too much potato. You got to run it through. You peeling out all the potatoes on the old thing. Oh, yeah. You ever heard that? Yeah. Y'all should go back and live back there. You couldn't afford it. You just couldn't afford it. You know, you couldn't afford it. You know the truth. You've been so blessed. Oh, you're so blessed. But take this teaching and just start somewhere. You know, and save you some money. Don't spend all your money. You know, have to give God his first. Be very generous with God, and he'll be generous with you. Amen. You'll never be forsaken. You'll never beg bread. God will take care of you. Yes, Lord. Because, you know, he copies what you do. He copies it down. It's all in a record. The same way with your prayer. I said, Lord, I got to have a prayer record. Let it get full for my son. Because I believe when I prayed enough and get that record enough, I believe I'll see him. I'll see the Lord move for him. Amen. It's not, well, people say, well, you know, God got a time. Yeah, I know it. But it takes something, children of God. It takes something. It really does. Where you staying? We thank the Lord for sister. How you happen to get away, sister? We glad to have you. Thank you, Jesus. I said, we're glad to have you. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody here that need really a touch from God, need me to stand with you, we're going to touch and agree. That's what I'm going to do this morning, is touch and agree. You got something that you got before the Lord. You want to make a new commitment to God. Amen. Any young person, old person, whoever. Praise God. Come now. Praise God. You need God to move for you. He will move for you, you know. God is, he's just too much. He's just too much. Amen. Everybody's okay. I don't have to pray so hard then. Everybody okay? I don't have to pray for y'all. I can pray for you. Praise the Lord. I want you to know we love you. We appreciate you. And I want you to know as we take the sacrament today of the Passover. Isn't that wonderful? They had certain times they had the Passover, but the Bible say every Sunday, every first day of the week, they came together. I'm looking at that too. I'm looking at that. But you know, I don't worry about where we're going. I'm just asking God to just give me some more of the Holy Spirit. Somebody said you can't get no more. Ridiculous. The Bible say they prayed and the place was shaken after they first got the feeling. We need to pray, God, give it to me. Just give me some more. I need some more of thy spirit. I need to be baptized afresh. I need a fresh anointing. I need a newness in my soul. I'm tired of being this old me. I want a newness in my soul. Amen. So when you know that, the brother said, you can have as much of God as you want. You can have as much of God as you want, if you desire. Hallelujah. So I even pray for the desire to touch us all. When we take the sacrament today, I pray that the desire to have more of Jesus. You think you can just, no. If you got more of Jesus, it's Jesus giving you that desire. I found out, and I've lived a long time, that whatever comes to me is the Lord. You hear me what I'm saying? I have prayed, brother John. I wanted to fast. I said, Lord, let me fast. Please give me a fast. Please, God, please. And he finally gave me a 3-day fast, and I cried. I said, Lord, thank you. Because I know it was the desire he put in my heart. I didn't have no desire. You looking at me? Oh, yeah, y'all know, y'all further than I am. Y'all up there, you know. Yeah. I didn't have a desire. I didn't. And I said, Lord, you give me a desire. Please, Jesus. And I told him how many days, and he gave it to me. Isn't that great? And I slid right on through it. Didn't have no headaches. Didn't have no nothing. Ain't God good? Yes. Praise the Lord. Sometimes when you try to do it yourself, you know, you kind of go through a little. Praise the Lord. But I said, Lord, I'm getting to the age I just can't do all this stuff. I just can't like I used to. Y'all pray for me. My birthday Thursday. Look at Derek. Derek, my birthday is Thursday. This Thursday. Amen. I thank God for living this long. I do. Amen. I do. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap off. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. So they got some plan for next Sunday instead of a breakfast. We having dinner after service there instead of breakfast because they say it's something. I don't know. I didn't get the gist of it. I had to let them tell me all about it. Amen. So let's see now. It's last time we just passed around. Let's come to the altar this time because it ain't that many people here.